IRX.
Yeah! Okie dokie. Yeah.
Morning.
Yeah. Good morning. It is 7:40, Brock Hunter. Let's get right to it. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, or store, or plant. Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's something that you suck at, but you insist on doing it anyway? We suck again!
I suck again? I got a few.
Golf for you, I think, for sure, right?
I knew you were going to say that. Come on, man.
You bastard.
No, you're a good golfer. No, what do you suck at, but you insist on doing anyway?
So, my initial answer was gambling.
Yeah, that's a
I don't do it a lot, though. It's not like I'm not lured back to it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can't really fully say that answer. But,
that's fair.
You know, I could continue to go back and throw money in. And yeah. I don't throw a lot of money at it. But yeah. I'm just, every time I do it, I'm like, why?
Yeah. Yeah, I suck at this. This is terrible.
This is terrible.
Just put the money on the board. God. Yeah.
I think a better answer for me, though, and I realized this, I was probably like 19, 18 or 19 years old. Beer pong. For some reason, dude, I continue to play beer pong, and I am horrible, dude. Yeah. I know exactly. So I used to make fun of Shaq for not making free throws his whole career. Until I started playing beer pong.
It's hard,
and then
man.
I had an epiphany. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
This is probably a lot like what Shaq is at the line shooting a free throw.
About the same.
It's impossible.
About the same. Yeah. Yeah. I you're the kind of guy that everyone gets mad at if you're on their team. Like, gah, I got to play with Hunter. I might as well sit out. No, it sucks.
Well, if they know, if they played with me once. If they don't know, they're like, oh, he's tall. He's good at basketball. He could probably be pretty good. No, dude.
Terrible.
Don't pick me.
Terrible at it. I think it's probably because you're already too drunk by the time you start. See, the key, you can't be drinking mixers going into playing beer pong, all right? It just doesn't work.
It's true. You end up just falling on the table.
Forfeit. Good answer,
get that
buddy.
Kid who, you always get that guy who dunks it. You know, he comes from the other side
of
the room.
One. Yeah, that one kid that no one wants at the party because he does stupid stuff like that all the time. Like,
damn it, Danny.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. You ruined the party again.
Again.
God. I just bought this ping pong table off of Craigslist, you jerk. Anyway. Good stuff. I like it. I like it. What do you suck at but you insist on doing anyway? Me? Golf, for sure.
Oh,
I'm not a good golfer. I'm not a good golfer.
What about your 8-iron? I'm sure you'd say different about your 8-iron.
You didn't let me finish.
I knew that was coming.
With every other club, I suck at golf, but with my 8-iron, I mean, basically Tiger Woods. Basically Tiger Woods.
Yeah. He goes from a zero to Tiger Woods.
That's
with
just
one club.
One club. I don't need any other clubs in the bag. No, you know, it's one of those where, and I think you see, for as I did not play a lot this last year, but for as much golf as I had played, I should be better, all right? I shouldn't be as frustrated by the end of it. You know, by the 13th hole where I'm like, why suck at this?
I think golf beats you up after like 9 holes. That's the thing. You got to focus through 18, which is really hard, dude, honestly.
I'm buzzed up enough by 9. I just don't. That's the problem. It ain't no way I'm playing it sober, so.
Swing and a miss, you know. That happens.
The other thing I would say that I suck at, but I do insist on doing, is drawing or doodling. You know, I basically draw the same way I did when I was, like, in middle school, which for a long time, I was really into it. You know, like, I actually did some pretty decent drawings, but I never went and progressed on from that. So now as an adult, like, in my head, in my adult brain, I can see it. I can see it, all right? And I'm like, all right, this is great. I'm going to do this. And then I do it. I'm like, God, this sucks, man. This is terrible. And
can't go from your brain to your hand.
No,
you know?
No. It's like disconnect. In my brain, I can effing see it. It's there. And it's like, look, I get how my hand should move. I get the movements my hand should make. Like, do this. You know, it's like watching Bob Ross. And you're like, there's no effing way. You've watched Bob Ross.
It looks so simple when he does it.
It's so simple. And you're like, okay, I think I could do that. And then you try and do it. And you're like, this sucks. I suck at this. Like, look, I can do this. Like, look, my hand's doing the same motions his hand is doing. Why does mine suck? Yeah.
See, here's the problem with drawing is that there's two ways. You either practice your whole life and get really good at it.
Yeah.
Or you can have, like, genes. I'm serious. Like, genetically, I can draw.
Kiki.
Like, my mom was really good at drawing, and, like, I just picked it up. I have no idea how, It's not like I practice all the time.
You should see this drawing Kiki just made for me. I got to post it. She drew me a beautiful rainbow trout. Like, it's amazing. It's the, like, the body's bent. Like, it's not like it's just a straight up. It's going for a fly on the top of the water. It's unbelievable. I'm like, how the F did you do that? Like,
maybe she's doing drugs you don't know about.
Yeah, she's all high on PCP doing these great drugs. I don't know what.
This is fantastic.
But, like, you know, and recently, too, like, I for some reason, I got really into, like, these very, like, tribal-esque, like, chalk drawings. And I'm like, all right, I could do this. Like, it's just, it's very rough sketches. So I got the charcoal, and I got and I did one drawing. I'm like, that was stupid. That was a waste of time. I'm not doing this anymore.
All you got out of it were chalky hands.
I was embarrassed by the end of it, and I was like, nope, this is not for me. So yeah, so maybe I'll pick it up again. But right now, I'm just going to say I suck, and I'm going to be done.
We should make you post one of your drawings. How about that?
It's going to be a trace of my donger. That's what you get.
Small drawing.
Small drawing. It's on a post-it note. You bastard. You bastard. It's okay if I say it. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What do you suck at but insist on doing anyway? We'll be back with more.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 753. Lyrics. Fill in the mushroom. I don't know what he says after that, but it's close enough.
That's not what he says at all.
That's close enough. Your special light topic of the day today. What do you suck at, but you insist on doing anyway?
Suck again.
Jeff said golf. It takes a lot of balls to play like I do. That's funny. let's see.
Golf's hard, though, guys. Don't get discouraged.
Yeah. Look at Hunter. He's terrible at it, and he golfs all the time.
Yeah. Played for years.
Yeah. Man, it's awful. Like, he should be so much better at this point. So don't get discouraged. Ever.
Just keep your drinking arm healthy. That's all you got to do.
Honestly, it's really just an excuse to drive a little electric vehicle and drink. Yeah, that works. Let's see. Bobby said shooting pool. Ah, I'm right there with you, Bobby. For a while there, I got really into shooting pool. And
it's fun.
It's great, but I just never got to the point where it was. So when I lived in California, there was a bar right across the street from my little apartment, and it was called Beach Girls. And literally all the girls wore bikinis, and it was a pool hall. And it was amazing. This place was dope, dude. And so I'd go there all the time because they never checked ID and I wasn't 21 yet. So I'd go there, I'd drink, and I'd shoot pool. And, dude, I remember I got hustled so hard there one time, and that really took the wind out of my sail.
Just kind of ruined pool for you.
It kind of did because I thought I was okay. And then, like, this guy comes in, and you know you would. You'd put your quarters up, and it was just full of pool tables. And he did. He straight up hustled me. He let me win a couple games, and then he just wrecked me. Oh, man.
Yeah, there's people out there, man. Like, you can be pretty good at pool, and then you meet that guy. You're like, dude, like, are you a professional? Are you?
Never trust
done this your whole life?
Never trust anybody who has their own pool cue. Don't do that. Play the guy that's using the house cues and just hope. Just hope that he gets a crooked.
You know what's weird with pool with me? It's the only thing I do left-handed.
Yeah.
And I never knew I did it left-handed until somebody was like, oh, you shoot pool left-handed. I'm like, really? I guess I always assumed if you're righty, you're right-hand forward. Maybe I just picked up a stick as a kid that way. I had no idea, but it's the only thing in my life I do left-handed.
See, now, because I shoot pool right-handed because the tip is in my right hand, right? So that's right-handed?
No. So if you're right-handed, you're holding the back of the stick with your right hand.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so I do it left-handed then. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Let's see. Josh said tattooing.
Oh, damn, what? You suck at it? Wait, say it again. Say the topic again and see what he said.
What do you suck at but you insist on doing anyway? Josh said tattooing.
So is he a tattoo artist or getting tattoos? Please tell me he's getting tattoos.
No, he's giving tattoos.
Damn, don't go to that guy.
He said he posted, turned my arm into hamburger on my first ever one, and he showed a picture. I mean, it doesn't look terrible, Josh. You know, practice makes perfect. Maybe practice doodling for a while.
Yeah. That's permanent, man. You know that, right?
That happened not terribly long ago. A friend of mine was like, oh, yeah, hey, my birthday party, my buddy with his tattoo gun. I said, that's great. I'm not getting one. Are you kidding me? Dude, you couldn't pay me.
Get a tattoo party.
Yeah. No, I got just one buddy who bought a tattoo gun. He's giving tattoos. That's great. You can have your tattoos and your hepatitis. I'm not getting one from your buddy at your house. Are you kidding me?
Does he own a shop? Does he have a license? How long has he been doing it? How many tattoos is he given?
No, he does it out of his van. It's really cool.
It's cool.
He put a recliner in his van, and you just go in there and get a tattoo. Yeah, I'm not doing that. What are you talking? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
me? I've seen those tattoos. Yeah. I've seen those.
You get that one artist that licks the tip like he does with a pen. It's like, what are you doing?
Oh, God.
Stop it. Cripes, man.
Let me out of this van.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here. Getting out of here. Let's see. A lot of people said singing. Something they suck at, but they do anyway, singing. Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. That's a good answer. I'll sing in the shower.
Yeah, yeah, that's where a lot of people go. And so, see, don't feel bad. Here's the thing. Music is it helps the soul. Just let it out. I don't care if you're a terrible singer. Let it out.
No, hang on. Let's go back. Let's take a step back here. I don't want to go too far into this. You're not a good singer, so karaoke night, don't think that you are a good singer, for God's sakes. When it comes to everybody knows they're a bad singer until it comes to karaoke, and then it's like, oh, I'm a professional.
You know what, people, don't listen to Hunter. Don't let him step on your dreams, all right? If you want to go get just slammed on kombucha, and you want to go up there and sing My Heart Will Go On, you go up there, hammer drunk, and you sing My Heart Will Go On, all right?
Yeah, if you want to go up there and embarrass yourself, more power to you.
That's right. That's right. You do you. Music is good for the soul. And whether you suck at it or not, you just, you know what? You sing, little bird. You sing.
When you see me at the bar saying, check, please, yes. You know.
Hunter, I actually watched Hunter punch someone in the face while they were singing karaoke. It's like, God, man.
Get me out of here.
Straight up just.
Oh, my ears.
You know another one along with singing a lot of people said was dancing. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a great answer.
See, Hunter, you're terrible at dancing, but you don't dance. So it's you understand. Right. You understand.
I get it. Yeah. I got to be a little toasted to dance.
I got to get a video of you dancing next time. I'm going to see if I can.
Oh, man.
Like, this is why terrible. He sucks at it and he doesn't do it because we all know better. We all know better.
If you could imagine Larry Bird dancing, that's kind of, I guess.
I was going to say Big Bird. If you could imagine Big Bird.
Probably even better.
All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.